Puranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudire. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati ruttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Text 27. Yeah. So she is not there, but she. Tokena jivaharanam yadulukikayas. Na jivaharanam yadulukikayas. Traimasikasya chapadashakato pravruttaha. Traimasikasya chapadashakato pravruttaha. Yadringatantaragatena divas prushorva. Yadringatantaragatena divas prushorva. Unmulanam twitarathārjunayortha-bhāvyam. Unmulanam twitarathārjunayortha-bhāvyam. Tokena jivaharanam yadulukikāyās. Tokena jivaharanam yadulukikāyās. Traimāsikasya chapadāshakato pravruttaha. Traimāsikasya chapadāshakato pravruttaha. Yadringatantaragatena divisprushorva. Yadringatantaragatena divisprushorva. Unmulanam twitarathārjunayornabhavyam. Unmulanam twitarathārjunayornabhavyam. Tokena jivaharanam yadulukikāyās. Traimasikasya chapadashakato pravruttaha. Yadringatantaragatena divisprushorva. Unmulanam twitarathārjunayornabhavyam. Tokena jivaharanam yadulukikayas. Traimasikasya chapadashakato pravruttaha. Yadringatantaragatena divisprushorva. Unmulanam twitarathārjunayornabhavyam. Tokena jivaharanam yadulukikayas. Traimasikasya chapadashakato pravruttaha. యద్రింగతాంతరగతేన దివిస్పృశోర్వా. ఉన్మూలనం త్విరతరథార్జునయోర్న భావ్యం. తోకేన జీవహరణం యదులూకికాయాస్. త్రైమాసికస్య చ పదాశకటో ప్రవృత్తః. యద్రింగతాంతరగతేన దివిస్పృశోర్వా. ఉన్మూలనం పితరతార్జునయోర్న భావ్యం. తోకేన జీవహరణం యదులూకికాయాస్. త్రైమాసికస్య చ పదాశకటో ప్రవృత్తః. యద్రింగతాంతరగతేన దివిస్పృశోర్వా. ఉన్మూలనం త్వితరథార్జునయోర్న భావ్యం. తోకేన బై ఎ చైల్డ్ జీవహరణం కిలింగ్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ యత్ వన్ విచ్ ఉలులీ కాయః అజ్యూమ్ ద జాయింట్ బాడీ ఆఫ్ అ డీమన్. త్రైమాసికస్య ఆఫ్ వన్ హూ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ 3 months ఓల్డ్. చ ఆల్సో పదా బై ద లెగ్. శకట అప్రవృత్తః టర్న్డ్ ఓవర్ ద కార్ట్. యత్ వన్ హూ రింగత వైల్ క్రాలింగ్. అంతరగతేన బీయింగ్ ఓవర్టేకన్. దివి హై ఇన్ ద స్కై. స్పర్శో టచింగ్ వా ఐదర్. ఉన్మూలనం అప్రూటింగ్. టూ బట్ ఇతరతః ఎనీవన్ ఎల్స్ దాన్. అర్జునయో ఆఫ్ ద టూ అర్జున ట్రీస్ నా భావ్యం వాజ్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఈ శ్రీభక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ శ్రీలప్రభుపాద్కి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. దేర్ ఈజ్ నో డౌట్ అబౌట్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణాస్ బీయింగ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. అదర్వైజ్ హౌ వాజ్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ హిమ్ to kill a giant demon like Putana when he was just on the lap of his mother, to hurt on a cart with his leg when he was only 3 months old, to uproot a pair of Arjuna trees so high that they touched the sky when he was only crawling. All these activities are impossible for anyone other than the Lord himself. Purport: one cannot manufacture a god by one's mental speculation or by numerical votes, as has become a practice for the less intelligent class of men. God is God eternally, and an ordinary living entity is eternally a part and parcel of God. God is one without a second, and the ordinary living entities are many without number. All such living entities are maintained by God himself, and that is the verdict of the Vedic literatures. When Krishna was on lap of his mother, the demon Putana appeared before his mother and prayed to nurture the child in her lap. Mother Yashoda agreed, and the child was transferred onto the lap of Putana, who was in garb of respectable lady. Putana wanted to kill the child by smearing poison on the nipple of her breast. But when everything was complete, the Lord sucked her breast along with her very air of life And the demon's gigantic body, said to be as long as 6 miles, fell down. But Lord Krishna did not need to expand himself to the length of the she-demon Putana, although he was quite competent to extend himself more than 6 miles long. In his Vamana incarnation, he posed himself as a dwarf Brahmana. But when he took possession of his land promised by Bali Maharaj, he expanded his footsteps to the top of the universe, extending over thousands and millions of miles. So it was not very difficult for Krishna to perform a miracle by extending his bodily feature. But he had no desire to do it because of his deep filial love for his mother, Yashoda. If Yashoda had seen Krishna in her lap, extending 6 miles to cope with the she-demon Putana, then the natural filial love of Yashoda would have been hurt, because in that way, Yashoda would have come to know that her so-called son, Krishna, was God himself. And with the knowledge of Godhead of Krishna, Yashoda Mai would have lost the temper of her love for Krishna as a natural mother. But as far as Lord Krishna is concerned, he is God always. Either as a child on the lap of his mother, or as the coverer of the universe, Vamanadev. He does not require to become God by undergoing severe penances, although some men think of becoming God in that way. By undergoing severe austerities and penances, one cannot become one or equal with God, but one can attain most of the godly qualities. A living being can attain godly qualities to a large extent, but he cannot become God. Whereas Krishna, without undergoing any type of penance, is God always, either in the lap of his mother, or growing up, or at any stage of growth. So at the age of only 3 months, he killed Shakatasura, who had remained hidden behind a cart in the house of Yashoda Mai. And when he was crawling and was disturbing his mother from doing household affairs, the mother tied him with a grinding pestle. But the naughty child dragged the pestle up to a pair of very high Arjuna trees in the yard of Yashoda Mai. And when the pestle was stuck between the pair of the trees, they fell down with a horrible sound. When Yashoda Mai came to see the happenings, she thought that her child had been saved from the falling trees by the mercy of the Lord, without knowing that the Lord himself, crawling in her yard, had wrecked the havoc. So that is the way of reciprocation of love affairs between the Lord and his devotees. Yashoda Mai wanted to have the Lord as her child, and the Lord played exactly like a child in her lap, but at the same time played the part of the Almighty Lord whenever it was so required. The beauty of such pastimes was that the Lord fulfilled everyone's desire. In the case of filling the gigantic Arjuna trees, the Lord's mission was to deliver the two sons of Kuvera, who were condemned to become trees by the curse of Narada, as well as to play like a crawling child in the yard of Yashoda, who took transcendental pleasure in seeing such activities of the Lord in the very yard of her home. The Lord in any condition is the Lord of the universe, and he can act as such in any form, gigantic or small, as he likes. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Nvaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషా శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దీనతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యేశ్వరం హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ డ్యూటీస్ సో దాట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఫర్ లార్డ్స్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ప్లెజర్ అండ్ ఫర్ మై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో సో టుడే వీఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ దిస్ వర్స్ 27. It mentions about Lord's incarnation as Lord Sri Krishna. So we'll just discuss this verse briefly, and then we'll talk about Shriman Jayananda Prabhu, because this is auspicious disappearance day. So in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning two points: that Krishna is God always; he never became God. And the second point he is mentioning is that he does many things together and acts as a god, irrespective whether he is a small or gigantic or in between. So for first point, God is always God. Prabhupada is quoting three pastimes which are mentioned in this purport about killing of Putana, killing of Shakatasura, and deliverance of Arjuna trees like Nalakuvera and Manigriva. And he mentions the point that he does many things, like he accomplishes many things while performing his pastimes. So as in case of Putana, we know that when Lord appeared as Vamana and went to Bali Maharaja's place, the sister of Bali Maharaj got very much attracted to the beauty of this child. And she wished, oh wish, I could have him as my son. But when the same Lord expanded as a Trivikram and captured Bali Maharaj, the same sisters wished I could kill this child. Now, Krishna is yathamam prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajamyam, right? Yesterday we had Rukmini Devi's appearance day. You know, in his incarnation as Lord Ram, Ravana kidnapped Mother Sita, wife of Lord Ram. So Krishna, when he came, and then when Ravana came as Shishupal, Krishna reciprocated same way. The wife, the Shishupal's, supposedly wife, Krishna also captured. But Krishna did it in very, heroic way in front of everybody. Of course, we know that Mother Rukmini is eternal wife of Lord Krishna. It is just, pastimes, right? So same this, when this sister with these two desires, She again was born as Putana, and Krishna fulfilled her first desire. Because she wanted to kill him, Krishna killed her. And second, because she wanted to be a mother, Krishna made her one of the elderly gopi in spiritual world. So this is beauty of Krishna's pastime, that he always does many things in one go. And then the other beautiful thing is, Krishna is doing everything just for pleasure of devotees. So tomorrow is Lord Narasimha's appearance day. Prahlad Maharaj, while pacifying Lord Narasimha, he says, like chapter 9, 7th canto, chapter 9, verse 29. My Lord, O unlimited reservoir of transcendental qualities, you have killed my father, Hiranyakashipu, and saved me from his sword. He had said very angrily, if there is any supreme controller other than me, let him save you. I shall now sever your head from your body. Therefore, I think that both in saving me and killing him, you have acted just to prove true to the words of your devotees. There is no other cause. So when Prahlad Maharaj said, Lord is everywhere, and Hiranyakashipu asked, is he in pillar? There were many pillars in the palace of Hiranyakashipu. So Lord was ready to come from any pillar. He was just waiting. Why? To prove true the words of your devotees. So Lord can go to any extent just to prove the words of his devotees. Like in the same purport, Prabhupada is mentioning how to prove the word of Narad Muni, Krishna did whole Damodar Leela and made the trees fall. So this is beautiful Lord Krishna, who can act like a henpecked husband to please his wives, and who can act as a helpless child to please his mother, and who can act as a fearless warrior to kill the demons. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. So we stop here for this verse. Now we'll just sing Jai Anilo Premadhana in the honor of Shriman Jayanand Prabhu, and then we'll just discuss few things, and also we'd request, you know, many devotees here, they know about Jayanand Prabhu, so if they would like to, you know, speak anything about him. So just try to follow. Okay, she's...
Jai Anilo Premadhana Karuna Prachur. Anilo Premadhana Karuna Prachur. Jai Anilo Premadhana Karuna Prachur. Ilo Premadhana Karuna Prachur. Hena Prabhu Kotha Gela Acharya Thakur. Ena Prabhu Kotha Gela Acharya Thakur. Kaha Mora Swarup Rupa Kaha Sanatan. Swarup Rupa Kaha Sanatan. Kaha Dasa Raghunatha Patita Pavana. Kaha Dasa Raghunatha Patita Pava. कहाँ मोर भट्ट जुग कहाँ कविराज मोर भट्ट युग कहाँ कविराज एक काले को था गेला गोरा नटरा एक काले को था गेला गोरा नटरा पाशाने कुटी बो माथा अनले पशिबो शाने कुटिबो माथा अनले पशिबो गौरांग गुणेर निधि कोथा गेले पाबो ओ गौरांग गुणेर निधि कोथा गेले पाबो से सब संगीर संगे जे कैलो बिलास सब संगीरा संगे जे कैलो बिला से संगना पाया कंदे नरोत्तम दा से संगना पाया कंदे नरोत्तम दा जय अनिलो प्रेम दान करुणा प्रचुर जय अनिलो प्रेम दान करुणा प्रचुर हेन प्रभु को था गेला आचार्य ठाकुर हेन प्रभु को था गेला आचार्य ठाकुर
सो who has filled compassion, the mercy which Adya gone. We are also and Rupa Goswami, Prince Goswami. Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the pond? Where are my Raghunath Bhatt and Gopal Bhatt and where? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where is the So, today is disappearance day of Shriman Jayanand Prabhu. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he reasons ill who says that Vaishnava die. When thou art living, still in sound, the Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. So, whatever I read from many devotees who have written, Jayanand Prabhu's life was perfect example of this particular offering which Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made. We hear so many pastimes, and now also we'll hear that he was perfectly humble, perfectly happy devotee, like Prabhuji was mentioning yesterday's class. ready to engage all the ruffians, drunkards in service of, you know, Lord, and always staying in background, doing whatever is required, not hankering for puja labh pratishtha. So it's very inspiring, especially for the second generation devotees. And then there are two letters. One Srila Prabhupada wrote as a offering to Jayanand Prabhu after his disappearance, and another is a para from letter from letter to Sriman Rameshwar Prabhu. So are you planning to read, Prabhu, or shall I read? You can read. Okay. So the first letter is Srila Prabhupada writes to Jayanand Prabhu in his memory, and he asked this to get published in BTG. My dear Jayanand, please accept my blessings. I am feeling very intensely your separation. In 1967, you joined me in San Francisco. You were driving my car and chanting Hare Krishna. You were the first man to give me some contribution, $5,000, for printing my Bhagavad Gita. After that, you have rendered very favorable service to Krishna in different ways. I so hope at the time of your death, you were remembering Krishna, and as such, you have been promoted to the eternal association of Krishna. As you were hearing Krishna Kirtan, I am sure that you are directly promoted to Krishna Loka. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tattvataha tektva deham punar janma naiti mami iti sorjuna. Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Krishna has done a great favor to you not to continue your deceased body, and has given you a suitable place for your service. Thank you very much. Your well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. So this is the first letter he writes, Srila Prabhupada. And the second one he wrote, he wrote on 5th May, I guess. And then the second one he wrote on 11th May. And then the part of this letter to Sriman Rameshwar Prabhu, he says, Jayananda's death is glorious. It is very good that he has stated, what is the use of such a useless body? Better to give it up. He has left his body very wonderfully, and he has been transferred to Vaikuntha. I have already sent a condolence letter for publication in Back to Godhead. Everyone should follow the example of Jayanand. I am very proud that I had such a nice disciple. If possible, Jayananda's picture should be hung in the Ratha of Lord Jagannath. And in all of our temples, a day may be set aside for holding a festival in his honor, just as we do on the disappearance day of the other great Vaishnavas. Krishna, yeah. So this is Srila Prabhupada's letter. So for me, the particular quote, Prabhupada says, I am very proud that I had such a nice disciple. I just wish and pray that someday, you know, Prabhupada feels the same way for, you know, me. There are many nice, wonderful devotees here who had the opportunity of associating with Sriman Jayanand Prabhu. So we'll just open up now if some devotee wants to talk. You would like to say something? Here, Mike.
In 1973, I think, maybe it was 74, our Seattle traveling party drove down to San Francisco. And at the time, I thought Bhutatma was the president, but it was actually Jayananda. I think Bhutatma was vice president. So there was no Facebook. There were no pictures of people. If you didn't meet them, you didn't know them. So we had all heard in letters and talks about this Jayananda, but we didn't know who he was, little guy, big guy, short guy, whatever. And so we were sitting at breakfast after class, and I was looking around, kind of knew to the temple there. And I couldn't figure out who Jayananda was. And there was this really tall guy, maybe 6'2", big guy. And he was going around putting the wax paper, 8 chickpeas, and one little piece of ginger and a mound of khichdi on everyone's plate, counting it out and measuring it out. So I think I asked Bhutatma, I had known him, that who's Jayananda? Is the president? Where, you know, is he in the office? Where is he? What's he doing? And Bhutatma said, he's there. He's the one serving out the prasadam. By himself, he was serving maybe 50 devotees. He had set out the wax paper. He was counting the chickpeas. Everyone knows we had 8 chickpeas per plate. We weren't supposed to eat any more. And he was cutting, I guess, taking off the ginger. And I was like so amazed that this is the famous Jayananda. And he's serving out the prasadam, just a humble devotee. Because at the time, hierarchy was a big thing in ISKCON, seemingly, at least in my mind. And to go up the pole and be known and be able to associate with Srila Prabhupada, huge, huge, huge thing. So I was doing Sankirtan and I was thinking, I'm climbing very nicely. I'm making the climb in the hierarchy. But then when I saw Jayananda, and he wasn't making a climb, he wasn't in his office, locked up, away from the devotees. He was serving the Vaishnavs just like one ordinary person. And I was really struck. I introduced myself to him and I was starting to say how I had heard so much about him and I was so honored, and he cut me off and said, do you want more khichdi? And I said, sure. So he gave me another scoop of khichdi and kept moving. And then I realized, this is humility. He doesn't want to be honored. He doesn't want to be praised. He was serving. He didn't care for my praise appraisals. So that was the first time I met Jayananda.
I have a pretty interesting story. I was on Sankirtan about 10 years ago, maybe Ananda Kirtan was with me at the time. We were in Santa Barbara. We were on traveling Sankirtan, and we were parked in a parking lot, and it was about, 7 o'clock in the morning. It was early. We were chanting our rounds. We were still doing our morning program. So, say I'm here. The van's over there, and the supermarket's over there. And some guy comes walking towards me. Were you with me? Okay, good. So you can help me with the details. So some guy comes walking towards me, and he looked a little old. He was older, but he looked a little kind of, not gruff. So I thought maybe he was a homeless guy, and he's going to start, uh-oh, here comes problems, so he gets close to me, and he said, you are, I said, what? He said, you're chanting japa. I said, well, yeah. And he said, oh, that's great, it's been so long since I've seen a devotee chant. And I said, how do you know about that? He said, well, I lived in a temple in Berkeley back in the early 70s. And I for a short time. And I remember, about that. I said, really? I said, what do you remember? And I said, well, he said, Jayananda. He said, Jayananda. I said, what do you remember? He said, he led the chanting. He said he always led the chanting. He was our mentor. He was our inspiration. And he always served prasadam. And like that, then I was so inspired by that I brought him over to the van. His name was Steve. Remember? Bhakta Steve. And I said, hey, Steve, I want you to just, whatever you just told me, I think you were with me and Deva Radha. And I can't remember if it was anybody else. I said, whatever you just told me, just tell these fellows too. Because I thought it was pretty far out. Here's the guy, it was 40 years later, and what he remembered was Jayananda. Jayananda was his inspiration, So he sat down in the front passenger seat, and he started speaking. He said the same thing. Do you remember anything else that he said? That was it. He just was basically glorifying Jayananda. And it wasn't that it was just kind of like academic, oh yeah, there was this guy Jayananda. He was still inspired. You could see, remembering Jayananda was, what? Yes. Just the memory of Jayananda as he was remembering that time in his life, and it actually hit him again. He felt that same kind of inspiration just remembering Jayananda. He was like, and he was just an ordinary person, So, and then off he went. So that was pretty far out. And my own little experience with Jayananda was 1977. Early part of 1977, I was at the temple in 340 West 55th Street. Midtown Manhattan. And Jayananda was there for some time. I was working in an office and for half in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I was supposed to go out on Sankirtan. So he was in the next office, I guess, so to speak. And he was in a wheelchair at the time. He was already sick. So I remember I used to go before I go out, just when I finish my service and there, I go in to see him and I'd say, anything I could do for you? Can I get you this? He'd say, no. He's like, don't waste your time. Just get out of Sankirtan. It was very difficult to try to do service for him. He didn't want service. He wasn't looking for sympathy. Certainly wasn't looking for any sympathy, and he wasn't looking for any service. He was just, and he was glorifying, me. I was saying, no, hey, come on, you have important things to do. Get out there and distribute Prabhupada's books like that. So that was pretty kind of interesting as well. So that's my little memory.
I'm just thinking the irony is that Jayananda would be so appalled that we're glorifying him this morning. That's the last thing he would ever really want. But so I joined the temple in San Francisco in 1974, and when we got there was nowhere for us to stay except on the prasadam room floor of Jayananda's apartment, where he was living with his wife, Tridevi, and another devotee couple, Virini and Maharaj. So the first time I saw him, he came home late, maybe 8 o'clock, and he was just very tall, and he was wearing work clothes. You could see that he'd been doing some manual labor, and so the first thing he said to me was, I'm so fallen. I eat sweets at night. Don't follow my example. Because he really did love his sweets, and we would make sweets for him, for Prabhupada, and offer them to him. And so the ladies asked me, do you want to learn to make a sweet? I said, yes. They taught me to make laddu. And so when Jayananda got home, I gave him the laddu, and he said, this is the best laddu I ever had. And I was so happy and so excited and so encouraged. But then later I found out that he said that about all the prasadam he ate. It was always the best prasadam he ever had. But prasadam, yes, he had so much faith in prasadam. And I don't know if people know this story. He always had a bucket of prasadam in the prasadam hall in the San Francisco temple. And he said, if you ever get in Maya and you want to leave, go in the prasadam room and eat halava until you pass out. He said, and I can tell you, it worked. he was never would hear any criticism of a devotee. I saw him walk away from that. He'd just turn around and walk away. But once we were in a room, a bunch of us were doing service, and so he couldn't really get up and leave. And so he heard someone criticizing a devotee, and the only time I ever heard him be harsh or angry, or he went up to this devotee and he said, you know, you think you're so wonderful, you don't have any faults. And I was just shocked to hear that from, that Jayananda would speak like that. But he would not tolerate, he just would not tolerate anybody criticizing a devotee in front of him. Yeah, we had Harinam downtown in Margaret and Powell. Rain didn't stop Jayananda. He had all these rain boots and raincoats for us, and we would go down there and chant in the rain. What else? So prasadam. I do have, the way he distributed prasadam, we were on traveling Sankirtan. We were staying at a devotee's house, some devotees. And so he got up real early, chanted all his rounds. He made breakfast for us. And so what did he make? He made garanga potatoes. I don't know, everybody knows garanga potatoes. It's potatoes and sour cream and cheese and butter. And halva. So, you know, he's disturbing us. You could not, you had to hide your plate from him, or you keep putting more halva on your plate, more garanga potatoes. He was so humble. He was just serving us. And, of course, everybody on the way to Sankirtan, they were all sleeping in the van after that. He never wanted to spend Prabhupada's money on anything personal or on his body. So I do remember we all needed coats, and Jayananda said, just get an old blanket and cut a hole in the middle and wear it as a poncho. So that's what we did. Anyhow, so many wonderful stories about Jayananda. I really feel fortunate that I got to be with him. And I know he loved Prabhupada, and Prabhupada loved him.
So it's
Hare Krishna. Yeah, there's a lot of things that Jayananda has done that's been pretty much incredible. But I think what's nice is to know that he did pass away in the sewing room here in 3755, right in that room. And it was right during Mangalarti. And that's when he left his body. Very auspicious Mangalarti departure. And, many things that I've read about Jayananda, and what's interesting is that whenever Prabhupada was visiting, especially like in San Francisco or some particular temple, and Jayananda was always so humble that he never really forced himself in the inner circle of the devotees, and he would always stay in the background. And what was really interesting is that Prabhupada would always ask for him. Not always, but, you know, Prabhupada would occasionally ask, where's Jayananda? And then they would have to go out and find him. And he would be doing something like cleaning the kitchen or taking out the garbage or something. And then they'd have to tell him, Srila Prabhupada wants to see you. And then he would say, no, I'm not qualified to be in that association. Sometimes he went, sometimes he didn't. So I think that was important, is that Prabhupada really understood his heart. Maybe not like how we did. Papa really understood him. For him to write a beautiful letter like he did about his departure and thank him and seeing that Jayananda was a great example, and that we should actually glorify him like we would any, you know, Vaishnava Acharya practically. And so Prabhupada really understood. Yeah, so it appears that Srila Prabhupada really understood him more than any of us. Any of us that did, you know, have his association, it was always very, very amazing. I remember, you know, being San Francisco Rathiatra, and he was doing everything. I went on with him like a garbage dump one time. We would, all the produce, just dump it into the canal there. I went with him one time. I don't know how in the world I ever made it, but it was really tough. So from that particular point in Rath Yatra and building the cart, putting it together, then years later, I was in New York distributing books, and there he was managing a women's party, a traveling party. So from that particular point to leading a party of devotees for book distribution, and he was everywhere. I mean, I'd see him in three or four different places, but I think that one of the important things about Jayananda was that he would do anything and everything for Prabhupada, for this particular movement. Anything. You could see it. I mean, those devotees that are around him, you could see that that was his attitude. And I think that's really what it means to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. And I think this is what Prabhupada's referring to, Jayananda, because he would do anything. And that's why he really appreciated Jayananda.
Just one small remembrance I have about Jayananda. I was, in 1976, I was a new devotee in Miami, so I think I had just shaved up, but I got a chance to get in the van and go up to the New York Rath Yatra in that year, 76. So, of course, Jayananda was there. Those famous photos were taken at that time. And I just remember that when I was there, whatever we were doing, whenever I see him, he was always engaged in something. He was always busy doing something, helping someone and organizing something. And the thing I remember the most is during the parade, we were all, you know, whatever we were doing, pulling the carts. Many of us are, you know, pulling the carts. And he was keeping everyone enlivened, although he'd been up probably all night the night before and so busy with doing so many things. He still had the energy to, he was keeping all of us enlivened, and now he was pretending like he was an Egyptian leading, and we were a bunch of slaves, and he was saying, pull those chariots, move those chariots, let's get those chariots going. And so everyone was just, and it was just so, I don't know, it was enlivening. It was just so humorous, and he had that energy left. So I always remember that about him. So.
I was just reflecting in one of the prayers of the six Goswamis, in which it mentioned that they were so dear to the people, you know, in general, devotees or people who knew him, but also to the ruffians. So in one sense, you know, he fits a little bit in that category, because he touched the heart of many people out there, not just us, but outside people. And that shows the greatness of him. That shows one of the qualities of a devotee. And Maharaj Das, who was, had the fortune to go out with him, he would tell me things. He said that, actually he said, I was made a devotee by Dayananda Prabhu. He said he is the one who influenced in my spiritual life. Because of him, he will go and visit him in his place, in his apartment, and then cook prasad. And there's also another pastime that I can, if somebody knows it better, but it appears that he will also go and get permits for the Rath Yatra festivals. And after he left, other devotees carry on with that. They went to the city council, some office, to ask for the permits. And then this person, I think she or him, she asked for... A woman. She asked for, what is Jayananda? And they gave her the news that he actually passed away. She burst into crying. You see? Jayananda Prabhu ki.
Yeah. Yes.
He was the inspiration for the Rath Yatra here. They called him into L.A. and asked him, and he was the one that set all the groundwork, the outline, what to do and what we needed to get done. So he was responsible for that.
Sure.
And he was able to see the carts finished just before he left his body. Yeah. They had a surprise party for him out in the big parking lot, and they wheeled him out because he couldn't walk. Barely he was holding on. And so they took him out to the big parking lot, and that's where the three carts were. Sure. And it was a big party there. His parents came, everybody came, and not too much long after that, he passed away.
Sure.
Jayananda Prabhu ki jai.
Tara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.